When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chip, like all of our guests here on WCC Radio on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, adjusting the schedule. Chip is driving right now. Before we ask Chip, Dave, let's offer our guesses. Chip as a driver. Chip Scoggins, one of the kindest men you're ever going to meet. I think he stays well below the 10-mile above speed limit. I think he stays out of the left-hand lane. I think he's, as expected, mirroring his personality and his decency as a driver. You say?
I completely disagree. Chip is known around at least media circles for being about 3 hours early to every possible engagement.
That's true.
You can only do that if you've got a little bit of a lead foot.
Okay. Chip, what is it? You got a little bit of a lead foot, or are you very courteous?
Dave wins.
Really? Lead foot?
Yeah. Well, I think it's from my time in Chicago where you have to be aggressive and you have to be I try not to go too fast, but I don't know if I always fall in the 10 below or 10 miles or below speed limit there. So
there's just some roads where it's begging you to go more than 10 miles an hour. it's like a tree,
yeah,
right in front of you.
Depends on the time of day. If it's early in the morning, you're out on the interstate, no one's around, I'll go a little bit faster then. But I like to get places. I got to get there. I don't like to be late.
So we're switching this for some business reasons for you. Is this something that starts at 6, but you just need to get there 4 hours early to feel better, just about getting all set up?
No, I had an interview at 4:30, and then I said, well, where I'm going, I'm going to see if there's a 2-for-1 opportunity and maybe pick up a call while I'm going there. And lo and behold, it was. So I have a 2 o'clock interview.
Nice.
So I'm driving to that. So, no, I'm going to be a little early, but it was going to conflict with my normal time. So I'm going to get a 2-for-1 out of this trip, hopefully.
I like it. Let's get to the Twins. Let's get to Byron Buxton, who had one of the greatest games in Twins history, right? I mean, the cycle so rarely happens. He's having a spectacular season. Derek Falvey calls you and says, this is the offer in front of me for Byron Buxton. Because you know when we get closer to the deadline in about 17 days, fair or not, reasonable or not, team's going to see the Twins. Let's say they're about the same right now, 4 or 5 games back of the wild card, but 2 games below 500, just a meandering kind of strange season. Byron is making a little over $15 million after this season. Same numbers, little over $15 million for 26, 27, 28. If he comes close to playing like this over the next 3 years, that is a tremendous contract. So for somebody to try to get Byron Buxton right now at the zenith of his career, what does Derek Falvey need to receive in the opinion of you, Chip Scoggins?
Well, I think a lot. I mean, you'd have to get existing players, top prospects. He's one of the best players in the game right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's hard to argue that. And my thing is, we've lived through, and they've lived through so much of the unfortunate circumstances with the injuries. Why would you sell now when he's rolling? You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I know we can debate where the team's at and all that, but it would take a lot because I just think – I was thinking about this yesterday, Chad, when thinking about his first half and particularly that game on Saturday. I remember it was – I wish I could remember the year, but they sent me down to Chattanooga. The first time I'd seen Buxton. And that's when Chattanooga was the double-A affiliate, the lookout.
Yeah.
They had Buxton. They had Buxton, Sano, Brios, Polanco, Kepler, all that group.
Right.
They were all coming. This was like the Fab Five. You know, this was their group that was going to usher in the championship. And I remember seeing Buxton there for the first time. I'm like, holy cow. And the one thing is his speed jumped out. I mean, how fast he was, but just – you thought this guy was going to be able to do anything on the field. And it's unfortunate everything that's happened in his career with the injuries, but, you know, you're finally starting to see, you know, what he could, you know, the image that we had when he was so young, if he stayed healthy as a defensive player on the base path. I don't know if we knew he had this kind of power, but it's fun to watch right now, and you're happy for him. Because you know all the difficulties he's gone through with his injury.
Yeah, I mean, also it's not just the speed. The guy, he's 17 for 17 stealing bases. His success rate is like 90% or something stealing bases, which is crazy. I would have to have my doors blown off, and I would have to have said, "We're gonna implode the whole thing." You know, because I can't emphasize enough. You have him under control for 3 more years at $15 million. That is a steal. Now, some might say, you know what? I just don't trust it, and you should be really aggressive and say, we're not only going to trade Byron. We're going to trade Duran. We're going to trade Jax. We're going to trade Correa. Who knows? Maybe Pablo. And just really just try to infuse yourself with 8-9 prospects and look ahead to Walker Jenkins and Rodriguez and stuff. That just doesn't happen anymore, though, right? It's just teams feel like the Twins could say, come on, we got Pablo, we got Ryan, we still believe in Ober, we have Lee, we have Buxton, we still believe in Correa, you know, we've got the relievers. There's too many good components now. I think their max is lower than they think. But if you traded Byron, you better be saying, we're going to really rebuild. It can't be just him, because you'd have to say, we're getting a lot of prospects for Jax and Duran and Pablo, and just say, we're looking ahead to 2028. And I don't remember the last time a team really, really did that with guys who are in their prime and that many guys.
I would be stunned if that happened, and you're right. If you traded Buxton, then you're just going all in. You're trading everybody, and you're starting over. And is that really what you want to tell your fan base and potential, you know, people that you're trying to sell the team to? That, hey, buy tickets. You're going to watch a bunch of young players. You're going to see a bunch of losses. But come here and spend a lot of money and spend a lot on tickets, because you got to believe in us and trust us. This is going to pay off in 5 years or 7 years. I just don't see that happening. I would be stunned if they do that. I think more likely. Now, they need to come out of the break and take care of business and, you know, sweep to Colorado to put themselves in good position. But I think your second point is exactly how they're going to say it. They're going to get healthy again. They're going to get Pablo back, Over back. I don't know what to think on Correa. Is he going to turn it around or get hot here at some point? I don't know. But
yeah, that contract, say, okay, not as favorable as Byron's.
No, not quite. But yeah. I don't think it sounds good for people to say that. But in theory, when teams have to actually execute that, I don't see it happening.
Here's the other caveat you can add too: the president of baseball operations. He's really good friends with the president of business operations. He's the same guy, right? So he's going to say, wait a second, you did what? And I got to sell tickets, and Derek's having this conversation with himself. So that's why it most likely, I mean, it would be ballsy. And, I mean, I can actually see the argument we're saying, we just know we can't go, our point is to win the World Series. And with this group, we don't think we can win it. We can make the playoffs. But it just so rarely happens. Okay, I want to talk about something that also rarely happens. The Lynx and a move that fell flat on its face. It is a failure. There was no other way to say it. But how do you judge that when it's an organization where their ratio of great versus awful is about 9-1 of great versus awful? We'll discuss that when we come back with Chip in moments on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Chip Scoggins with us, 20 past one. You could make an argument, Chip, that the greatest hire in Timberwolves/Lynx history is Cheryl Reif, right? I mean, all she has done is win titles where she walked into a situation where they had a chance to be very good because they were so inept for so long, but it doesn't always work out that way. And great players don't always play great together, and there can be other great teams, and what did they go, 4-2? In championship series, and then came extraordinarily close last year, and she really was the GM the first time around too. So she's been running not only the team but the executive side. She has been a brilliant hire, and she is as we said before, she is an old school coach. She is demanding, she is cranky within that organization. I know this extraordinarily well. I don't know Cheryl really at all, but I know that organization still very well. And Cheryl and other people side with the Lynx are like, you better be with us, right? When you feel like you're fighting uphill on more coverage and believability of your sport, by the way, it seems like this town has bought into that a lot because of the success and the attendance and the coverage. And so she's hit, I mean, I don't know if it's 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, her failures are few and far between. And this trade still needs to play out because when they passed on taking Angel Reese last year and ended up taking Alyssa Pilley, who they just cut, they just said goodbye over the weekend because you have guaranteed contracts coming up and they've got somebody who they want to bring in who's played with Collier and hasn't played in the league for a while, but she's out of Belgium and she's a very good player. Part of the reason that's happening is because they screwed up on Pilly. She just wasn't very successful, and it's ironic that Reese, and there's a lot about Reese, as we both know. There's a lot of publicity. There's a lot of good and bad. But they played Chicago, a team that's six games under 500, where they're probably headed for the lottery. And by the way, along in that trade, they have Chicago's number one draft choice next year. So that cannot be forgotten. That could be a very, very good pick. But Angel Reese has a very good game. And she was a huge part in why the Lynx had a rare loss. So it's interesting, Chip, how we, the collective media, others, evaluate an organization which normally is very successful but just fell flat on their face on this part of the trade.
Yeah, it's, and I think two things can be true. You can say, well, maybe Angel Reese doesn't fit your style of play. Maybe you don't. She doesn't fit your personality. Maybe you don't think she would be a good fit with your culture, all that. And they swung and missed on the draft pick.
Exactly.
You can't argue that it was a whiff. I mean, it was an absolute whiff. When you get rid of a first-round pick drafted that high, not even 2 years after taking a player, it's you missed. And so now that's mitigated by the fact that they went to the conference finals last year and almost won it, and they have the best team in the league this year. So
correct.
It's not like this was a team that needed her, but
you still would take talent.
You draft that height. What's that?
You still take talent, right?
You still take talent. That's it. I mean, it's at some point that might, you know, catch up with you down the line, having draft misses like that. But again, all the things that you said there, I think it goes back to the word equity. Cheryl and this organization have built up so much equity that the blowback's probably not as important when you have a miss like this as if, you know, this is something periodic, or you're not winning a championship, or you're not being competitive, or you're poorly run. There are just a well-run organization because of Cheryl. This was a swing and miss on this draft.
Yeah, and you raised the points on Reese, and clearly they like to play five out. They like to spread the floor.
Sure.
They like the idea that everybody can shoot, and Reese's shooting has been an enormous part of her story, which at times can mitigate the rebounding, the intelligence she plays with, the physicality. But Angel Reese right now, Chip, is averaging 13.6 points and 12.8 rebounds, and just a shade below four assists. That's a hell of a player, you know. And I know there's publicity associated with her. I could find room on any team in the WNBA with somebody who's giving me 13 points, 13 rebounds, and four assists.
Well, I agree. And I think she's starting to figure it out probably a little bit more, like how to play in the league and how her game fits in that. So, yeah, and you would think, you know, a coach as really great as Cheryl Reeve is, that she can make it work, right? I mean, she's dealt with different type of personalities and type of skill sets throughout. So, but this is a choice she made, and it was a risk and it was a gamble. And at least in terms of Peely, the player she took, it just didn't work out. And so, again, you know, it was the wrong pick or maybe the wrong time. I don't know. We'll see what she goes on and does in her career. Maybe she finds some success somewhere else. But but again, but you get the part too, Chad. Let's see what happens with that draft pick.
Yes.
And that will, you know, that part of it still remains to be seen too, and that could change the narrative a little bit. You know, it doesn't change the fact that you didn't get really anything out of the draft pick, but this next one you might.
And I looked at the three or four players taken after Pilly. They're not doing anything either. So it's not like, okay, they took her eighth, but man, look at 9 and 10 and look at how well they're playing. You know, so
correct.
And there may be
correct.
A couple of the second round I missed, but I don't think so. I never want to overreact to summer league in the NBA, and I'm never going to.
But let's overreact.
But we'll just overreact just a smidge on something. I knew Shannon was a guy who could play in the NBA for 25 minutes, I think, next year already. So. Yeah. I don't even – they shouldn't play him anymore. I mean,
I agree.
You know what you have. And our big guy, man, I just love his instincts, Chip. Okay. I figured he'd block sure. some shots, especially in summer league. So I'm not going to hyperventilate about that. But, God, you watch that guy play for 10 minutes. The guy's only played 4 years of basketball. And what he knows what to do already is the part where I'm sitting there watching him going, man, he does good stuff for a – because a lot of times in summer league, those rookie guys, even some guys who are accomplished, maybe their talent took us by, but you just want the fundamentals of the subtlety of the game. And our guy, yep. Berenger, he has got a yep. great feel for the game, and he's 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shannon, I completely agree. I wouldn't play him again. I was a little surprised they played him, but it was probably just like, okay, we have all these young guys. Let's, you know, yeah. we don't want to just single one person out, but he doesn't need to play summer league.
He's
ready to have a role in the NBA. Yeah. But you're right with Berenger. I mean, you saw it right initially. I think shot blockers, that's a skill with the timing, the instincts, the body position, all that. And he seems to have a pretty good grasp of that already. I'm excited. I mean, Tim Connelly has a way of uncovering, you know, hidden talent. And I don't know if I was a hidden talent on the international scene, but I'm fascinated to see where he's going to be at in 2 years, having this yep. coaching staff and all the NBA skill and developmental guys. And you've been, you know, Chad, more than anyone, all the work they do post-practice with guys individually on their game. I just think he's going to really – I think his game's going to change and really develop from being around these NBA coaches and developmental guys and all the work he's going to get. But the athleticism, you see that, the instincts, the movements, all those things, mm-hmm. it's just refining everything and having to play more. And, I'm really excited to see where he's going to be at in a couple years when he's really kind of understands the game more and how to play.
I'm going to tell you this, though. Whether he's ready or not, Rudy's going to get hurt some. Randall's going to get hurt. Reed might get hurt. He might be playing some this year with injuries because it's not like they got another big lug behind him. He's kind of their big guy.
Yeah.
I keep hearing they think he might play some this year. And, again, I'm not going to project summer ball to, you know, December 12th when you're playing the Thunder or something. But I think we're going to see him a little bit more than any of us would have expected.
Yeah, I don't – it's such a big leap from where they are right now thinking about the NBA and the guys he would be facing. So it's hard for me to even go there. But I guess if you got into, you know, really – dire straits and a bunch of injuries, he might be forced into it, but I don't think it would be I don't think they're going to rush him.
All right, don't rush your way to the two-for-one interview, but I'm glad it worked out. Drive safe. Be well, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks for adjusting my schedule. I appreciate it.
No problem. Chip Scoggins, check him out. Another excellent column coming your way tomorrow. What is going on with the air quality? Is there any chance before, I don't know, 2048, it gets better? We'll talk with an expert in that area soon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.